Hello, and welcome to the Game Slate Podcast, episode 77. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we're here again to talk about some geeky things that we've done over the past 2 weeks. Or more. When was our last one released?
About 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, at least I had my head right.
Anywho, so a lot's happened in the gaming world since our last recording. Most significant of which was the Supreme Court decision that California cannot regulate the sale of violent video games to youth and place them in the same categorization as pornography. Which, this means a lot of good things for us, because I think one of the biggest advantages I heard of this was, since now there won't be a jail sentence and $1,000 fine, we don't have to worry about people who sell these things not selling the games that would become under it in the first place. And then we don't have to worry about game developers not making it because people wouldn't want to sell it because of a risk of jail time. So we'll continue to see more innovation and risk-taking in video games, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's putting it to that video games are getting put more into the category such as movies and music and books that they're, you know, protected by the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess, I think most people think the problem with, I guess, violent video games are just in that sort of general category. The theme is, it's not so much like as reading or watching where you're kind of passively taking it in. It's the fact that you are interacting with it and participating,
yeah,
which I think makes people more
nervous
about it than...
But they were probably nervous about it when movies first came on and tried to get certain aspects of them banned too, and then that would get overturned and they move on to the next medium. I mean, look at how much people hated rock and roll when it first started making it big.
Yeah, it's pretty much a cycle. You know, I can't remember what it's called. Like the movie Decency Board or whatever that used to exist back in the day.
Oh, yes.
And people tried to have, like, comic books banned, like, back in the day when, you know, like, Superman was first being published and such, too.
So it's just, there's always something that somebody doesn't like that they're going to try and get legally banned from people. With usually the excuse, it's for the children!
Well, I guess... The thing is, though, they already have rating system involved, and usually on the back it tells you, this game is rated mature for these reasons, such as, what is it?
Blood, gore, violence.
Blood, gore, violence.
If you want a list of
use
almost...
Use of alcohol and tobacco.
If you want a list
epic
for...
battle scenes.
If you want a list for nearly all of them, just look at the Duke Nukem box. It's got a lot of them.
Yeah, but it already has a rating system, and I guess part of the thing is, too, is isn't it part of, like, the, you know, parents thing, since they do have a guideline to be used to sort of pick what they think? I gotta find that study where they recently, when they did a more, like, sort of blind testing of having minors try to buy M-rated games, that over 80% of the games were not sold to the minors, which is a higher rating than... minors sneaking into, like, R-rated movies or buying explicit lyric CDs. So video games actually have more restriction than not. I think it's mostly people who, I guess, maybe...
Well, I guess there's that saying that the vendors are more willing to be like, you aren't old enough for this.
The people who are selling them are willing to take more of a responsibility to make sure they don't get in hands of minors in the first place. That way somebody who's 12 isn't playing Gears of War and chainsawing somebody to death.
Though, I did try to do this. When I was working still in the video renting business, I had a mother who was checking out Resident Evil 2 for, like, her 8-year-old. And I just tell her, like, I don't think this is appropriate. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you know what this game's about, but I don't think you might find this appropriate for your son. He might be too young. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. He plays all those Duke Nukems and all. I'm like, seriously? He's 8? I guess it depends on the maturity level of your child, but it seems rather young to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, so, big victory for us video gamers on this one.
Yeah. Well, and a big victory for us people who don't want, you know, who want less of a nanny state, at least.
Who want less government, just the government trying to control everything. And plus, had this actually successfully passed, then they actually have to create a censor's office only for the state of California. And the U.S. doesn't have any sort of censor's office in the first place.
Yeah, basically all... Maybe from Australia.
Oh, God.
And fortunately, with this overturning... fortunately, with this getting overturned, this also, I read something that other bills that were similar in other states have been dropped. Because the people fighting for them figured, well, I'm not going to win this one.
No, not something extremely similar has already been, you know, seen by the Supreme Court, and they said, yeah, you can't restrict it.
Okay.
Let's see. Minecraft. One of the three of us actually finally owns it after 8 months?
I forget how long it's been out now.
Well, technically two of us own it. I mean,
yeah,
married and all.
You can have multiple files, so it doesn't matter.
I still find it funny that that game was one of the top-selling MMOs when it was an alpha build. It didn't go into beta until December of last year.
It looks a lot nicer now. It got a bit of a graphical update. It's still blocky, but it doesn't hurt my eyes as bad. I don't know. I just enjoy the fact I can kind of run around and explore things and build stuff.
It's really kind of the ultimate sandbox. It's just like, here's a world. There'll be some monsters, so you gotta, you know, do something about them. But otherwise,
have fun.
Yeah.
Do what you want to. I enjoy digging and finding weird caves, though I hate lava. Me and lava have this bad relationship. I always manage to fall in. Even when I'm not trying to, I manage to fall in. That, and I hate creepers.
Which are the monsters that are green. Silent until they are about a square away from you and then explode.
Kaboom. And it hurts and destroys things like your castles. I've been building a castle.
Yeah, I mean, their explosion radius is like 5 or 6 squares or something,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and it leaves a pretty deep pit. But I don't know. I'd rather enjoy it. But I do like exploring in video games. It's one of the things, like, one reason why I love, like, Metroid and Castlevania and the side-scrollers is because I could kind of go around and explore and try to remember places I had to go get new items to go back and try, which I know for some people is very, you know,
annoying.
Yeah, but for me, I loved it. It's one of the things I like about playing games that let me explore and experiment with stuff. Which I guess is one reason why I like Zelda so much, especially like the first one. It kind of said, here's the world. Figure it out yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing that anybody ever beat the original Zelda. Because literally, well, you sit, it's like you're here. There's a door there. You can go up, left, or right. Have fun.
Fortunately, I think the instructions said basically, here's how to get to the first dungeon. And then they kind of left you on your own more. So it's like, okay, first dungeon. You go through and you fight stuff. And you,
now is it the boomerang you get in the first dungeon?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the only reason you ever knew that you're in the right dungeon is because the weapons you had allowed you to successfully bypass get through the dungeon.
I thought I went in the wrong order on one of them.
But I think some people have been able to have beat it. They went straight to the 8th dungeon and beat it with a wooden sword. Or something like that.
You'd need at least the bow and arrow, wouldn't you? Because I thought that you had to have that.
Yeah, you need the bow.
Oh, did you?
Well, you need the bow and arrow at least because you need the light arrows to destroy Ganon in Death Mountain, which is the 9th.
Okay, maybe it was. I know
unless they have it programmed where you can just use the wooden sword and kill him, but I've never tried.
It's because it's ridiculous to try that. But people do it.
Oh, that's what I did. It was in Link to the Past. I did the Swamp Dungeon before I did the Ice Dungeon. Because technically the Ice one's supposed to be first, but you don't need the item that you get from the Ice Dungeon is just the better armor. And so you don't actually need it to do the Swamp. And the Swamp was a lot easier and more straightforward than that stupid Ice Dungeon.
So some of you may notice there's some random sound effects in the background.
That is our cat.
Yay, kitty! His name's Calcifer. 10 geek points for all of you who get the reference.
Actually, first person to get the reference, since nobody has actually bothered to do the first contest, first person to email mail@thegameslave.com with the correct reference will get to choose from either the lanyard that I kept trying to give to you, pain in the asses, a Dragon's Nest t-shirt, or a World of Tanks t-shirt. Your choice. Only one, but your choice. Again, mail@thegameslave.com. What does Calcifer reference? Who knew that giving away free shit was so hard?
I think we need more listeners. No, but the Steam sale has, I think, finally ended. Or at least maybe today's the last day, I don't know.
I think it's the last day, July 10th.
Hope you all bought some video games.
Darn it, we missed Portal 2.
But we got Civ 5.
Yay.
Conquering things makes a lot more sense. Archers have range!
I'll just be happy once I have a working computer again.
And then you can buy Civ 5. I don't know how much they are for turn-based strategy games.
I'm not a big fan of the turn-based strategy. I'm barely a fan of real-time strategy.
I really still want to buy, was it Sierra's Pharaoh with Cleopatra expansion? Because I cannot find my dad's freaking Pharaoh disc everywhere. I can find the Cleopatra disc, which is the expansion disc, but not the first one. It's just fun. It's built. It's like SimCity, but in ancient Egypt. And I just love building cities and seeing people wander around and do stuff. It's like with Sims 3. I don't want to play my Sim. I just want to build a house and that's it. Because I'm weird like that.
That's what she does a lot. She being my wife.
Though I can't build the fancy places I see some people do.
Yeah, there's somebody. You can download, they've made like a copy of Hogwarts.
Really?
Yay!
You're
squeaking a lot when you move in your chair.
I know.
I want to just see it. Just because I've been reading through the books again, because the movie comes out. Oh yeah, I know there's most people probably already have it marked on their calendars and they're probably going to the midnight showing, but I think Harry Potter comes out! Deathly Hallows Part 2! Next, this coming Friday, 15th.
I still need to watch Part 1.
I have movies 1 through 5. I have about 6 or Part... or... bleh, number 7, Part 1.
See, I'm just gonna wait till Part 2 is out on DVD, because then there'll be this ginormous collector's box that has movie 1 all the way to the last one, and then I only have to buy it all once.
Also, it will be shaped like Hogwarts.
Probably.
Well, they already did that one.
Yeah.
They'll do it again.
Have you seen that one, though? It's freaking huge. It's like... it had drawers you stuck the movies in under. This thing was like at least like a foot by a foot, by like 2 feet or something. It was quite large.
Oh, and in case anyone missed it, The Lord of the Rings was finally, the extended edition was finally released on Blu-ray.
Yes. June 28th, if you have totally given up on all hope of it ever coming out, it has been released. It comes in a nifty little small box. Maybe takes up the space of 1.5
of the DVD boxes.
Of the DVD boxes, if you bought the special editions.
Yeah, so the movies themselves are in, you know, Blu-ray high def. But the extra features are all still standard definition because that's what they were filmed in.
And I don't really see having to put the behind the scenes really in high definition. Because do you really need to see Peter Jackson's pores that more clearly or something in high...
That's for the super special edition Blu-ray disc.
Let's not talk about that. People are already upset enough that the fact that the movie's still on 2 discs.
Yeah.
Like the DVD. So you have to switch out the discs.
People are lazy.
You know, it's kind of nice though having that little break. It's a good mental refresher. I need to get up and pee now.
Time for second breakfast.
There you go. Now the only thing that we have to hold that we can hold that hope that's never actually going to happen is a Blu-ray copy of the original Star Wars movies.
The theatrical,
yeah, the original theatrical.
We're gonna have to wait for that.
It's never gonna happen. Not until Lucas dies.
And then he might write something down saying nothing can happen until 50 years after his death or something.
Well, current copyright's, what, 60 now post-creator's death?
I think so.
It keeps getting extended every time Mickey Mouse comes up. True fact.
I could see that.
Well, they don't want to fall into public domain because then they lose all the money off of his image, so...
Wouldn't there be, like, some board that holds the Mickey Mouse copyright then?
I don't know. Or is it his family that still owns it?
I can't remember. Copyright law is a weird thing. Because it's usually, like, creator... It's usually, I think, tied to the individual creator, not to a corporation. As far as I understand. But I don't know anything about copyright law, really, so...
And the little I dived into it makes it really sucky if you're the artist selling it to somebody. Because you can get lots of your rights stripped of whatever you make. So it really kind of sucks. Let's dive into happier things.
Yes, indeed. Let's see, we got Minecraft, Civ 5, Calcifer, Supreme Court decision. So I went and saw the new Transformers movie. It's better than the second, not as good as the third, in my opinion. I think
this was the third one.
Third. It's better than the first. It's better than the second, not as good as the first. That's what I meant to say.
I don't have high hopes. I barely choked through the first one. I just wanted to punch everybody. Everybody looked like they had too much carrot juice.
The good news is, you spend more time. They still focus a little too much on the humans overall, but they do focus more on the robot on robot action. And you do get to see, spoiler alert, Optimus kills Megatron again.
You know, Michael Bay, there are a lot of other arch nemesis Decepticons that you could use. Megatron doesn't have to keep getting used every time.
Well, we can hope that next time would be, what is it, Omicron?
Yeah. The one that's a planet.
Yes, the one that eats planets. And we haven't seen the Dinobots yet.
Oh yeah, I forgot. They're canon, aren't they?
Yeah. They were in a lot of the series.
I don't remember much of the Transformers, like, cartoon series as little. I kind of watched a little bit, but not as much as other things, like Care Bears.
Come on, we need Grimlock.
She-Ra.
There's a new Thundercats anime cartoon starting on Cartoon Network the end of this month.
What one?
Yes.
Thundercats. I
never watched Thundercats when it was originally on. Apparently it's blasphemous that I never did, but I just, like...
I don't know. I went back and tried to watch an episode a while ago, and I was just like, holy
never
god.
Watch any cartoon series from the 80s now, because as an adult, your mind fills in all those plot holes that your child self glossed over completely.
Well, I just thought the dialogue is just like, pride is a bad thing, Lionel, and it's like...
Well, it's like, I tried rewatching a few... I watched the pilot episode of Transformers again a long time ago. And in the pilot episode, the Autobots could fly. Well, Optimus is up on a cliff. It gets shot, and he starts falling. You're like, Optimus! I'm like, he was flying that 5 minutes ago! Why does it matter? He's falling off a cliff! So, to all the parents out there that watched these shows with your kids, I salute you for not poking holes in every single plot hole and just letting your kid enjoy themselves.
I tried redoing She-Ra. I cannot believe how bad the voice acting is.
Voice acting was just bad in the 80s, period.
Yeah, this is the thing. Well, generally, cartoons in the 80s and early 90s were pretty bad. They were made really cheap.
Now there's actually some pride in animators, and they have computers to make their jobs easier, so they can actually pump out the episodes faster with higher quality.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Go Flash!
Anywho, back to my original thing. The animation in Thundercats looks really good. Lionel is younger than he was in the actual series. And anybody who complains about it, shut your freaking mouth, because in the original series, he started as a kid, and there was an accident with a cryogenics chamber is why he was an adult. So they're actually probably going about middle ground on here, putting him as a between the kid and adult stages.
Not a teenager yet, though.
He looks like he's probably older. He's probably late teens, maybe early 20s.
As an adult.
But he's not in his... He doesn't look like he's the, you know, old, super muscular person that he was in the original series. He's much more lean. So he looks younger, physically. Okay. So, and they're all a little younger. I haven't seen Panthro actually animated, but the still basically showed him big and muscular. So overall, it looks...
Nice.
Like, decent. The animation looks decent. The action that I've seen so far looks decent. It has a lot of promise. Let's see, what else have we got?
Slogging a race still through Deep Space Nine. I guess it's not slogging. It just takes us a while to get through 4 episodes in a week.
Yeah, well, and only having one disc on Netflix means it's a 2 or 3 day turnaround between discs. That's okay, though.
But it makes me sad, though, if you don't know, all of, original Star Trek, Next Generation, Voyager, and Enterprise are all available whole seasons for streaming on Netflix now. All of them except Deep Space Nine, which doesn't come out till like October 1st.
And the movies. The movies aren't available streaming.
Except J.J. Abrams' movie.
Well, yeah, that one is, but I meant the old ones.
The originals and plus Next Generation's, movies are not available. Or the animated series. You can only get that on DVD still, too. But I'm just sad that, you know, Deep Space Nine doesn't come out till October. And I'm like, seriously? What gives Paramount? There must be some sort of negotiating rights or some contract thing or something. Something with it. I don't know what. I should peruse the internet. Maybe it will tell me.
The interwebs know all.
Or the interwebs at least know a whole bunch of rumors and hearsay.
True. Remember, children, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. It just means you have to learn how to weigh fact from crap.
Oh, how goes it through Zelda 3DS?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty well through Zelda 3, through the Zelda Ocarina of Time on the 3DS. Honestly, I'm not using the 3D much whatsoever because I keep losing the sweet spots. So I'll see double images and stuff, and it drives me nuts. So I'll just turn it off. Although it's kind of neat being able to kind of like fine-tune my aim sometimes by physically moving the 3DS. The graphics are much more improved. I'm not as good at this game though. I'm not sure if I'm not as good because I thought I was better than this, or if I'm not as good because it's sometimes hard to use the handheld controller versus an actual N64 controller that I'm used to playing it on. That I used to play it on when I beat it 3 times.
I think I only beat it once. I haven't looked back, which is funny. I still have my save file there and all that fun jazz. I know some people make it a habit to go back through games and play them several times, but I normally don't. I go through it once, I play it, I maybe do some of the side quest stuff till I'm satisfied, but then I just don't go back.
Yeah, I did Ocarina twice. I did Link to the Past like 3 or 4 times.
I guess I should say
my first time, 127 deaths. Next time, 16. Much better.
Much more improved.
I've gotten 0 deaths.
Yeah, I've never managed that.
I've also completed at least Super Metroid in under 2 hours. That was a feat. I didn't get all the items, but I got about at least 70% some completion rate, which I consider that pretty good.
It's pretty impressive in 2 hours.
For just sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to beat the game in under 2 hours, and I did it. It kind of helps going through the first time and knowing where a lot of stuff is, and then going through the second time. Because I did over Christmas break. I had nothing else to do, and I was like, I'm going to try to be Super Metroid so I can see the special ending. Go me!
What was the special ending in Super Metroid?
Much like the original, you see Samus outside of the suit.
I wonder how much... I would hope by now, thanks to Team Ninja, everybody knows Samus is female. Mm.
Well, it was originally implied, you know, in the first one, after if you can complete it within time, you realize that, oh look, Samus Aran is a bounty hunter and it's a girl! Or if you can use, like, the special codes like Justin Bailey. That one's a weird one, especially because Samus has green hair at the time.
It's probably because, limitations of...
Yeah, limitations of pixel art. So she was, like, green and her suit was, like, purple. So it made her easier to see.
Yeah.
I could see that. Let's see. So, do we have anything else? Because I've run out of ideas, kind of.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, so... we should be back next week, in theory, if we try to keep to our schedule that we try to impose upon ourselves. I look forward to your emails on the contest. Go ahead and just put subject contest, and then remember it is, what is Calcifer referencing? And the first person to send me the correct answer gets their choice of the Nexon and the Lanyard, a Dragon Nest t-shirt, or a World of Tanks t-shirt. You can mail that to mail@thegameslave.com, along with any other questions, comments, rants you have. Feel free to check us out at thegameslave.com, where you can see our store, and you can also post comments on any of our stories, including this podcast. In the meantime, y'all have a great day, and game on!
Game on!
Game on!